This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I'll give you my honest take on the Eastern Conference, the teams around the New York Knicks. I think the Orlando Magic have made a significant jump by trading for Desmond Bane and signing Tyus Jones. I think those are two good moves. But I think Orlando taking the leap themselves is going to really be reliant on internal growth. Paolo Banchero staying healthy and taking another jump as a star player. So I think the Magic have gotten better. Can I sit here and tell you they're better than the New York Knicks right now? No. I think they've closed the gap a little bit, but no. I think the other team that's gotten better in terms of the moves they've made would be the Atlanta Hawks. I think the Hawks have certainly gone out there and improved their roster over the last few days. Kristaps Porzingis, Alexander Walker, Kennard, like, they have a deeper roster. But ultimately, when I look at Atlanta, and I wonder, is Trae Young going to be the superstar on a team that gets to the NBA Finals? Can he be that guy? So I think Atlanta's gotten better, but do I think they're as good as the New York Knicks? Absolutely not. I'm kind of disappointed by the Detroit Pistons. Like, I think this had a chance to be a big offseason for Detroit, a chance to really make that jump this year. And they've already lost Tim Hardaway and Dennis Schroeder. And they added my guy, Caris LeVert, who I like.
Right.
And all. But, and also you've got the issue with Malik Beasley, where they were planning on bringing him back. And I don't know what the heck happens now.
No, because, I mean, you got, he's innocent until proven guilty, Malik Beasley. But
he's not on the team.
Exactly. But I'm just saying, in general, for him, forget about the Pistons, but he was set to probably make some pretty decent money and be an important contributor.
Yeah.
Now, who the hell knows? He's in limbo.
Yeah, they added Duncan Robinson, which is like, all right, I mean, decent piece. But I thought the Pistons were one of those Eastern Conference teams that could make a big jump, and they can still make it if Cade continues to evolve as a superstar. So, and then the Bucks stuff. Like, they add Miles Turner, which on the surface really damages the Pacers, but they were going to be damaged anyway because Tyrese Halliburton's not walking through that door.
Yep.
And the Bucks get better, but now you have the uncertainty on if Giannis Antetokounmpo is actually happy. In fact, can you play the Shams thing, Tommy? Here is an update on Giannis Antetokounmpo. This is from Shams Charania on ESPN earlier this morning, giving us all the update on what the heck is happening right now in Milwaukee.
I'm told that Giannis Antetokounmpo will continue to evaluate not just what happened today, but what's happening all offseason in Milwaukee. And he took notice of this move, no doubt, but sources tell me that it's more than just tonight. And at the end of the offseason, my understanding is Giannis Antetokounmpo will ask himself, he'll look himself in the mirror, look around him, and say, can I win a championship with this team as currently constructed? And the answer to that question faces not only him, but the Bucks and Milwaukee. And again, what happens if that answer is no? The only person that knows the answer to that is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
What do you take that report as meaning?
Well, first of all, why the hell is he struggling with Giannis Antetokounmpo's name? It's like the first time he rushed it. The second time, it was like, dude, you just butchered that. Like, what are you talking about? What does that mean? It means that Giannis wants to be on a winner. He doesn't want to wallow around in the last couple of years or whatever it is, 5 years of his career on a team that's constantly trying to find itself. And so could he get frustrated and demand a trade, something that we speculated about 3 weeks ago but hasn't ever happened? It kind of just went away, which made us assume that Giannis wants to still be a Buck. But if they're going to screw around, why? I wouldn't want to be on a team that's not trying to win or doesn't put them in position to be a winner. If you're a star, no star in the NBA wants to just say, I'm good, I got my ring, I got my MVPs, I'm just going to collect paychecks for the next 5 years. No star ever wants to do that.
No, I get all that. Here's what bothers me, and I know the Nets took a lot of crap for this when it was, oh, they just listened to their superstars.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you listen to your superstar?
100%.
Like, if you want Giannis,
you should at least ask.
Well, yeah. So this shouldn't be a mystery.
Yes.
This shouldn't be a, all right, we're going to try to make moves to impress him. How about you pick up the phone and you talk to him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Which shouldn't be hard.
And by the way, here's a simple thing, because I always heard this about the Nets, and I'm not sure if it was ever true, that after Kyrie Irving demanded the trade and he got traded, they had that 72-hour period where KD was still on the Nets. I had heard that the Nets were looking around the league to keep KD happy. And one of the things they were going to try to do was to trade with Toronto to get Pascal Siakam. And I guess Durant would have been happy if they did that.
Right.
And the Nets called up Toronto, who was not traded at that moment, probably looked at what it was going to cost, if it was even feasible, and probably made the determination, is this good for our franchise? And once the Nets determined it's going to cost us too much, it's not worth it, let's just blow the whole thing up,
right,
at least they were able to make the decision to blow the whole thing up. So if you're Milwaukee and you want to keep Giannis, you speak to him and say, what makes you happy? If you're not comfortable with what makes him happy, then trade him.
Yes.
If you're like, oh, cool, we'll do that. We want to keep you happy. We want you on this team for a long time. Then you go out and do it. Like, this game that Shams described seems stupid.
Mm.
Like, we're going to make moves and hope you're happy. We're going to stretch provision Damian Lillard and hope you're happy. And we're going to use that money to sign Miles Turner and hope you're happy. I mean, I like Miles Turner. Do you want Miles Turner as part of a rebuild if you trade Giannis Antetokounmpo? The answer is probably not.
No, I don't think so.
So the whole situation there feels really weird. And if Giannis is waiting until the end of the summer, so what's going to happen on September 1st? He's going to tell the Bucks, okay, I don't like what you did. Trade me. How's that going to work out?
Yeah, that's too late.
It's never too late. You can always do it, but it's not ideal.
Mm.
So the whole thing is bizarre. I stand by the fact that I don't think they're ever going to break up. But it continues to be a story, at least as reported by Shams, the way he described that. That, yeah, he's just testing him. Mm-hmm. Just wants to see how you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're with a girlfriend, and the girlfriend's like, I'm going to give you the summer. Impress me. Go out there and impress me.
That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure. And you know what I would do, especially if I really like that girl?
Mini golf.
I'd say, what do you want to do?
Ice cream and then mini golf.
See, you guys are all mistaken. You're just guessing.
Or ice cream and mini golf at the same time.
Or you ask her.
No. She wants a man with confidence that makes the right decisions and reads minds. Are you new to women, Evan?
Right, exactly.
You're supposed
to know what I want before I even ask.
You are actually
You're supposed to know what I want before I even know what I want.
Exactly.
Your guys are 1,000% right, but wouldn't it be easier if you could just ask?
Of course it would be.
So,
But then you ask, and then it's, I don't know what I want for dinner. Then you get what dinner is, and then she didn't want it.
Do you think that's what Giannis is doing? Is Giannis your wife?
Whew. I'm not going to go there right now, but, you know, I think potentially, yeah.
Let's go to JR in Somerville. What's up, JR?
What's going on? Hey, if you're the Bucks, you don't even answer the phone if Giannis asks for a trade, especially with the franchise valuations now. If this guy leaves Milwaukee, they're going to lose so much money when it comes down to that, you know, they need to keep him up there. So that's the first thing. I think that you know, the Turner deal will keep him up there. But my whole thing's about Mike Brown, and I love the deal. I was living in L.A. when he was coaching the Lakers, and the thing about it is that he's very malleable. Kobe put that offense into Mike Brown's system, that Princeton offense. He basically got him fired in 5 days, and Phil Jackson's the remnants of the triangle also got him there. And then last season, you know, the whole Darren Fox thing got to him when he benched he actually criticized Darren Fox, and he did things that would actually be appreciated in the New York media. So I'm all about it. Basketball wise, you know, this team needs to pass the ball. Second to last in the playoffs in hockey assists.
Yeah.
You know, OG and Mikal were under 20% from the corner. That's not going to happen. Early handoffs, using Cat, using the skills, using the two players. Sabonis and Fox were both players that did not play defense. Guess what? He's used to it. And it's something where the Kings actually did play defense. He actually got them to a good point. It's just that's the worst ownership and front office in the game of basketball. So I like the Mike Brown hire.
And I think one other thing that you didn't include, because I don't think JR cares about it. I don't care about it. Most people in the audience aren't going to care about it. But this was a factor. Is that you hear a lot about this in baseball, but it's happening in the NBA. They want him to collaborate with the front office. Hmm. And Tom Thibodeau wasn't doing that. And that was something Stephon Bondy's reported for a few days now about what led to the departure of Tom Thibodeau and what they're looking for in a new head coach.
And so when you say collaborate, what does that even mean?
It means communicate with the front office and let the front office give you ideas and not ignore them shut the door.
So from a X's and O's standpoint or from a participation?
Probably from an everything standpoint, honestly. From how you use your bench to minutes, limits or restrictions to growing young players to I think a lot of things. And we talk about it a lot in baseball with how MLB front offices and managers work side by side, or the old joke, the manager has no power,
right?
And it's really the front office. But that's going on in all sports. And I think it's happening a lot in the NBA. I certainly see it on my teams. And you don't think Sean Marks has a big hand in what Jordy's doing? By the way, Jordy worked for Mike Brown. So got a little connection. New York basketball and New York football has these weird connections.
What is the football connection?
You don't know the football one?
Aaron Glenn?
No.
Dave?
The Jets and Giants connection, yeah.
Current connection?
Absolutely.
No.
You know, well, that's interesting. Do you know what I'm talking about, Sean? The
wide receiver
connection?
Coach?
Well, nope.
Son of the former head coach?
Dable was on the Jets staff at one point.
Nope, not that. It has nothing to do with Brian Dable. It has nothing to do with Aaron Glenn. It has to do with the fact, similarly to Jordy working for Mike Brown in Sacramento, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson were basically competing with each other last year in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you mean the quarterback.
Yeah.
I thought you meant coaching.
No. Yeah.
You also could have gone, you know, Carlos Mendoza worked under Aaron Boone.
Crap, I forgot about that one. Wow, so we got three of them now. We got a lot of connections. Mendy used to work for Boone.
Right.
Jordy used to work for Brown. And Russell Wilson took a job from Justin Fields.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.